My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
On the River Islands guest line, we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, who host of the Odyssey original podcast In the Huddle, along with Brian Baldinger and Carl Dukes, covering the entire NFL. Jason is locked in with the best of them out there and is kind enough to join us now. Hey, Jason, what's going on, man? Thanks for doing it.
What's going on, gentlemen? My pleasure.
Well, not enough is the answer. And we want to get to your article about the bad vibes with the Niners, but can we start with something that we feel is, I guess, kind of newsy with the Eagles and Commanders trading earlier today and the whole Jaden Daniels thing? We've heard a renewed sort of buzz about, like, maybe is Washington back in conversations about Brandon Ayuk? What would you say to that?
I mean, I would say nothing's ruled out. I mean, I talked to people from several teams who've been in on this thing early in the week, and they were basically of the mindset that the 49ers had indicated to them that they were all about trying to get this done with the player. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to get it done with the player, and this thing has taken numerous twists and turns and has obviously dragged on ad nauseum. So I wouldn't, until he's got a contract somewhere and this is resolved, I wouldn't rule out any scenario. I don't know about this. You know, it's not like Dotson was carrying a big number or they had to move cap space. You know, I mean, Washington's not paying anybody. So I don't that doesn't do much, really. You know what I mean? For me, it's more that we're now approaching, you know, Thursday evening, and a lot of people who thought this was going to be done on Monday or Tuesday still, at least as of now, have a chance to perhaps land Brandon Ayuk. It's quite a saga.
Yes, it's quite a saga. In other words, it's been our entire show for the past six to 8 weeks, Jason. And, you know, it just, I wish I knew how to quit you is kind of how I feel, a little bit of a Brokeback Mountain reference to the story, but we just can't. We can't quit it. Now I'm reading your piece, and you said, you know, he doesn't want to take less than 30 with the Niners, yet you quoted a source that, you know, the Niners have entered at 29 reportedly a year. So if they're this close to getting a deal done, what's
the holdup? I don't know about the guarantees.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know about the guarantees. And there could be something really, you know what I mean, really screwy there. But even when you're quote-unquote close in something like this, because it's going on so long and because it is so sort of personal, and because, like, even if this happens at this point, it's a marriage of convenience, right? It's because they gave him enough to finally say, F it, I'll come back, you know, and they're going to feel like, well, this went, you know, they obviously don't like this kind of stuff. Like, they're not used to people calling them out and dragging things out. And, you know, they're used to kind of bullying people and getting contracts done when they want to get them done. So, I mean, it's not normal. It's certainly off. And if he's there, it's going to be because, again, they finally sort of put enough in front of him to do it. But I don't know. Like, as I said in the piece, like, that there might be a huge chasm in guaranteed money. And the 49ers, we know, are very particular about how they pay out their guarantees, about their language. There's certain things that they hold a hard line on. And multiple people have told me that you know, there's certain things that they've got the sense that Jed and Prague are not willing to move on. Now, closer we get to week one and the more this offense looks like something not quite what people are used to, who knows? Maybe that nudges them further together.
Jason Lockenfora with us here on 95.7 The Game. Jason, the word that we noticed kept popping up in the article that you wrote was vibes. How would you describe the 49ers' vibes right now?
I mean, off. Funky. You got two of their most important players at war with the team over the money. And look, there's a lot of people who feel like when stuff gets real, Trent will get put to bed, and you know what I mean? No harm, no foul, and you don't want the big man doing anything anyway. But, like, again, until it's done, it's not. So,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I mean, again, you want to talk Super Bowl losing curse, we can. You want to talk about, you know, locker room being a little off because guys who have done what they think they you know, have done enough for that team to get paid there are having trouble getting paid there. Then you want, you know, you want to talk about whatever, how things have looked at some practices or how things have looked at some preseason games. You want to talk about, hey, maybe the Rams and Seattle, maybe even Arizona, are a little better than some people think. I mean, you could start building a case for this year could certainly be at least far more challenging than last year.
As to the Super Bowl hangover, do you think that's a real thing, or is it just a case of a team going through that much success and then you have players who come out and they want more? Is it a case where you play that many extra games, it's hard to ramp it back up the next year? Why do you think that there is this Super Bowl losing hangover?
I mean, I think some of it is when you come that close and it doesn't happen, you know, it brings out different things in different people. I do think when you have as much of success as they've had, and I can remember this going back to being a Cub reporter covering the Detroit Red Wings and then winning back-to-back Stanley Cups and me talking to people in their front office, like, about how excited they are. And they're like, yeah, we love it, but trust me, everybody thinks they're 25 to 30% better than they really are because, you know, because we're winning cups and we're going deep, and you know, it becomes difficult to appease everybody. And certain people maybe think they're a little bigger part of it than they really were. So, yeah, there's that to it. It's the extra games and the accumulation of that. Everybody getting a year older, being the hunted. And it's just sort of variance, too. I mean, it's they had a three-week period last year, right, where they were out a bunch of key guys.
Yep.
And it fell apart. And then everybody was able to come back and they beat the crap out of Jacksonville. And then whoo, the magic carpet ride goes again until the Super Bowl. That doesn't happen every year.
Jason Lockenfora with us. Jason, I also noticed, you know, you referenced that 3-game losing streak. It was Deebo Samuel and Trent Williams who were out. We call them the boombox boys. They're the guys who bring the team onto the field. They're their heart and soul. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder if you can speak to this idea. Brandon Ayuk is their number one receiver, but it's not like other number one receivers. Like, he's not the game plan. He's not the guy that makes him tick. Is that part of this? Do you think Kyle Shanahan doesn't really see Brandon? He sees him as important, but not like vital. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, we know what Kyle's history has been at the wide receiver and quarterback position, and they feel like they can sort of create guys, right? And we can scheme things up. And I think it's also one eye into the future. Like, it's not just about giving Ayuk 30. It's about giving him and Purdy 95 or 100, or, you know what I mean, or whatever that number turns out to be. And is that viable? But things have conspired against him, right? Pearsall can't get on the field. My buddy Baldy, you know, rewatching their first two preseason games, isn't impressed by the depth at wide receiver whatsoever. You know, he thinks that it's pretty egregious. And you're only one injury away from, you know, if Ayuk's holding out week one, hypothetically, and God forbid Debo gets hurt, then what are we talking about? Yeah, there's not a whole lot of there. So I'm sure that's part of how they're looking at it. But the guy they drafted to show him that, hey, you're not all that, hasn't gotten on the field. So if you're Brandon Ayuk and you're looking at this same film and you're around the team.
Have we reached a point where it doesn't make sense, both because of the calendar and the cost? Like, these teams would not only need to meet that contract, they'd need to give up large assets. Does this make sense for another team?
Well, yeah, because this isn't like a rental at the major league trade deadline. Like, you're playing the long game here. I mean, whether we're talking Washington or Pittsburgh, and look, I think Pittsburgh has everything broke right, and Justin Fields plays like mature, like whatever, develops into what he was drafted in hopes of being, then they might be more contending than Washington. But no, I mean, I don't think they, like, anybody sweating that. Like, I mean, I think these teams would still be in on it at the trade deadline, even if they didn't look like they were going to go to the playoffs this year, because you're getting, you know, a young receiver who you think you've got 3-4 more good years with. So, no, I mean, I don't think that would be a huge, you know, deterrent one way or the other. It's not like they're looking for this player to put them over the top, you know, right now. Again, Pittsburgh maybe a little more so than Washington, but this would be a fundamental, you know, foundational building chip for them.
Did I hear you just say that Justin Fields is going to be the starting quarterback for the Steelers?
I think he will be. But I thought he'd be their starting quarterback before they even acquired him. So maybe you're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah.
But I have said all along, even when people were telling everybody in the world that they promised Russ this and they promised Russ that. Yeah. Promises in April are cute. Like football, you know, Mike Tomlin plays football in September. Mike Tomlin, especially now with Warren being out, they're going to have to run the ball. They're going to have to run the ball dynamically. And Russ's days of playing around at the mesh point are long gone.
Interesting stuff. Yeah. Jason, great work as always, and we thank you, man.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Okay.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.